Hello, today is 7/12/2009, and this is Below Average Dave, the host of the Dave Parody Radio Show. A little late this week coming because I've had a busy weekend. Of course, this week's theme, as announced last week, is technology. The opening theme actually was from my own song, Technological Life, backing track by Johnny Mix over at soundclicks.com. Of course, if you want to hear yourself on the show, to be eligible, all you have to do is send your parodies to mp3@badave.com. That's mp3@badave.com. Or fill out the blanket permission request form, as 10 people did last week, at www.badave.com/blanket.php. I'm going to kick it off right away with a song that's never been played on the show before. This is I Blog Alone by Robert Lund and Spaff.com. Parodying Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams with this one. Here is I Blog Alone.
I spill my guts online at live.home.blogmyname.com. No one hits my site, but it's home to me, and I blog alone. I dish out brilliant quotes on the blogger board of broken links. Guess who leaves me notes? Yes, I'm the only one, and I blog alone. I blog alone, I blog alone. I blog alone, I blog alone. I work all day to make the web admire me. It's not my job. If my boss knew, she'd fire me. That's fine, the New York Times would beg to hire me. Till then, I blog alone. Blah, 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 blog, blah, blah, blog. I mock celebrities, politics and sports and TV shows. Then I Google me and hope it links to where I blog alone. I can't sleep at night, even on vacation far from home. I pull up my site to know I'm still online, and I blog alone. I blog alone, I blog alone. I blog alone, I blog My only friends are avatars and smileys. I humbly post my views, then praise them highly. Someday I'll sell my soul like Bill O'Reilly. I unmask media lies on the blogger board of broken links. Guess who leaves replies? Yes, I'm the only one, and I blog alone. Hey, look, they praised me in the news on Sunday. My site got 13 million hits in one day. Okay, I lied, but that could happen someday. Till then, I blog alone.
All right, welcome back. That was I Blog Alone by Robert Lund and Spaff.com. You can find out more about Spaff at www.spaff.com. And, of course, Robert Lund is one of the primary Fumpers over at www.thefump.com. next song we have here today is another new one. This one is actually by an artist who I've not played before. He filled out the blanket permission form earlier this week, and just so happens he had a song that was perfect for this theme. This one is about a website, his own website, and donations specifically. It's called The Site Is a Lie. It's by Max DeGroote, and here he is.
This was a failure. I'm making a note here. Epic crash. It's hard to keep the servers up and running. Amateur coders. Our searches are down because we suck. Donations that you send to us, we don't know where they have gone. But there's no sense crying over every mistake, for affinity searching has turned out to be fake. And you gave us a ton so our systems all could run, but the searches are all still alive. I bet you're all angry, 'cause everything's 404, not found. It's visitors, not DOS attacks, that killed me. No, really it is. My website's in pieces. The servers all run like they're on fire. As you wait, it hurts because we don't know what we can. Made a website without planning it well. We had no idea we'd be going through hell. So we asked for your cash to buy servers that would crash. Seems donations are all just a lie. How long is shortly? Been looking at this dumb fox for days. Maybe you'll find someone else to host you. Maybe Furnation. That was a joke. Ha ha, don't leave. Hardware in a cardboard box was just a figure of speech. Look at me still singing while the site is offline. Maybe all the donations should buy servers next time. Some drinks down at the bar while the servers are all still offline. The nation's running and we are offline. And so is VCL, but we're offline. We'll be back shortly, but now we're offline. We're up an hour, but now we're offline. We should all give up, but just stay offline. We're online and offline.
All right, welcome back. That was The Site Is a Lie by Max DeGroote. It was written by Kersey Mousehold, a Second Life user, and the parody is a parody of Jonathan Coulton's Still Alive from the Portal ending credits. Still Alive by Jonathan Coulton, known for comedy music himself. Anyways, you can find out more about Max DeGroote at his website, www.maxdegroote.com. This MaxDeGroote.com. Jonathan Coulton is on the web as well. And from what I could tell, Max said it was a cover. However, I can't find any original recording by Kersey, so I think it was actually Max. Max was the first one to record it. I'm sure he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, that's the first recording of that song, which wouldn't technically make it a cover, but it would just be like when I record for somebody else, such as Matthias or Red Ant or Conquer Parodies, etc. It'd just be somebody else recording, me recording for somebody else. I think that's what happened here. Anyways, that was This Site Is Alive by Max DeGroote. Expect to hear more by him in the future. He has been on a rampage on the Thump, releasing new stuff on a regular basis. And he is working on his website right now. It's kind of in text format, but soon I'm sure that will continue to evolve as his music does. The next song you may have heard before, but this one is a volume corrected version, so you might be able to hear me this time. This is My Cell Phone was Out of Minutes by Below Average Dave. And I'm taking on Charlie Daniels Band epic Devil Went Down to Georgia with this one. My cell phone was out of minutes and my neon had lost all four wheels. About lost my mind, it was nowhere near nine, the heat was almost unreal. When I chose this 2-year phone plan, signed out my name quickly with X marked the spot, and a salesman's mug covering his whole mug, I guess he knew I'd be in a rut. I felt just like a puppet because I didn't have a clue. If fire glared, I'd be aware of all the charges there too. Yeah, it's true that I am well employed, but now I'm feeling quite screwed. Cause as the story unfolds, fell in a hole, and now that darn bill is past due. So jerk said, you're stuck, sonny, we'll play a violin. Cause you'll pay that debt, this isn't a threat, with your contract we'll always win. So now I'm on with broken, can't pay for my car. Cause I've been dumped in Florida and corporate and left me shard. I'm getting thin and all I ever owned's been pawned or sold. I blew a fuse and anger took its toll. The next day I worked 12 to 8 and I tried to save some dough. Went across to the dealership and this man put on a show. And then rolled my pen run on the line and I guess this part I missed. When I left, the bumper fell off, he said no warranty exists. Yeah, my luck's diminished, I had thought I can't get any worse, I'm done. But my life isn't fair, my dear, it's like I created debt for fun.
House of a trail, tons of fun. The country's fell apart and my credit's gone. Going in the attic, wearing my clothes. Turning through daylight, go Dave, go.
It's then that I had fled, cause I felt like I'm dead meat. And the priest thought he could fool me and chase those ghouls down the street. Then I said, Pastor, I'm not stupid. No, I won't pay for your friends. Now the new neighbor brought that old dude's pits, and the ghost left, I can't win.
Out of the house, no tons of fun. The phone bill left me feeling done. You can pull on me, I still owe. Damn, now your life must blow, it blows.
That was My Cell Phone Was Out of Minutes, parodying Charlie Daniels Band with that one. Of course, by Below Average Dave, and I'm at badave.com or soundclicks.com/badave. The next one we have is a triple parody. It's DJ Particle. She's parodying Under the Sea, and then Under the Sea, and then Under the Sea. It's all part of one song. It's a 17 Years on the PC. It's kind of a going over the chronological order of the PC and all of its problems and incorporating other OSs and video game systems as well. Here is DJ Particle with 17 Years on the PC.
PC strife is nothing new. Let's set the Wayback Machine to 1991. Source code is always cleaner on somebody else's drive. You dream about each new upgrade without which you must survive. You're not a registered user, you're more of a pirate bold. You've got no support or manuals for software that the PC. On the PC, there is no file or shell or compiler than one that's free. If you want to ease your awful pain, then you've got to stick with public domain. But bootleg the disk and you're living risky on the PC. The IBM folk is snooty, they got Super VGA. The Macintosh folk ain't snooty, Amiga blows them away. The Macintosh folk is lucky, Big Blue got a worser fate. Keeping everything compatible down to 8088. Oh God, on the PC. On the PC. Companies bloat us with templates for Lotus 1, 2, and 3. Microsoft runs at a snail's pace, and we all know why they call it DBase. But the word vices, look at the prices for the PC. So you stole with glee. Disks unprotected, now you're infected virally. If you pay the bucks, you'd be secure. Now your whole collection you've got to cure. Rip out your hair and call the repairman for the PC. This fuzz in the scuzz, he lived in the print. The modem, she owed him a lot down the sprint. The optical drive is coming alive and spits out the CD-ROM. The cable's too short for the parallel port. One click of the mouse begins full abort. The disk burned to ash, the system will crash and hear that hard drive bomb. What? Loading final chorus, please wait? Dump your PC. Dump your PC. Buy an Amiga. Even a Sega does more for me. Buddy, your computer really stinks. You can get more power out of a Lynx. Go on Safari, find an Atari. Dump your PC. It's a big name toy up there with Game Boy. Dump your PC. Macintosh pluses crash all their buses. Fall Guys and Kleenex all turn to Unix. PS2 can't, man, it's just a plant scam. Dump your PC. But now, things have changed. Well, at least in 99. Hit it. The source code is always cleaner on somebody else's drive. You dream about each new upgrade without which you must survive. You bought your computer last year, but that was your worst mistake. 'Cause now you want something faster. Increase your frame rate for Quake. On the PC. On the PC. Who cares what you do, long as it's Voodoo Virgin 3D. The most sophisticated stuff in years is obsolete before your check clears. Fit out your tower, we need more power on the PC. The IBM's too ephemeral, components don't work quite right. The iMac is one big emerald, like transparent kryptonite. And off in the mist of history, Amiga's dreams may come true. But what it will be's a mystery, except that its box will rue. Gateway, that's a PC! And that's a PC. That one and this one, blink and you'll miss one, and that's the key. Can you be this dumb? You're not so sure. Acronyms and numbers all start to blur. Let's try the slowdown, get you the lowdown on the PC. Yes, you want it. Look at it, you know you do. Just $1,000 or two, it's all multitasking. But you don't want to buy it all, it's Pascal Fry, it's a Packard Bell. The trackball is cacked, the mouse starts to grouse. You ain't got the paint shop book in the house. The inkjet is blinking, papers escaped, and Windows slows to a crawl. You're losing your bites like an aging shark. The DVD-ROM shows only South Park. The scanner is bland, the hard drive is charred, and makes no sound at all. Ah, the PC. Ah, the PC. These days it's forbidden to use software written too carefully. If it's all the coolest toys you see, simply buy a new computer each week. The mighty are falling, they're all web crawling on the PC. College is cheaper than playing Minesweeper on the PC. Start loading. loading start waiting. We're all vegetating. Try each new flavor of your best screensaver. I can't recall my old life at all before the PC. But it's been 9 years since then. So let's crank this up one more time. Hit it. Source code is always cleaner on somebody else's drive. You dream about each new upgrade without which you must survive. You never considered gaming. You now face your current strife, 'cause now you need something faster to log on to Second Life. On the PC, on the PC, 'cause all of your friends are playing some MMORPGs. Yes, what was once a gamer's domain, now everybody's joining the game to stay with your friends. Now upgrades won't end, now on the PC. The PC opinion's fallen, the Vista has made that change. And good Macs are still expensive, way out of your pricing range. But Florida's got an answer, they called it an open Mac. It seems like a dream come true till into the case you crack. That's a PC! That's a PC! Running on OS X86, there's no fooling me. Makes you think of how they're still around. Why Apple won't sue them into the ground. Though you may know this, you'll try Mac OS on the PC. Yeah, on the PC. Nutella's wrong for getting your songs now illegally. Smarten up your piracy know-how. Everybody uses BitTorrent now. See that alert there, upgrade your software on the PC. The upgrade is stuck, the patch tried to snatch it. Borked up your Hackintosh, that's the catch. You throw up your hands, you reach in the drawer and drag out the live CD. You installed Ubuntu, thought you were dumb, but no sound support for 7.1. The screen res is bland, your vid card is charged. It overclocked your 3D. PC, the PC. Open source kids and Microsoft's business clash constantly. All you really need to get rich quick, simply get a patent for the mouse click. Claim that they overhead for every moment on the PC. It's all Intel, a Mac or a Dell, so it's a PC. Crank up your broadband to virtual land. YouTube is pooping, bloggers are scooping. Now you're addicted, your life's depicted on the PC.
Welcome back. That was 17 Years on the PC by DJ Particle. Turning Under the Sea into an over 8 minute long song. Actually eclipsing the length of Airhead Invasion. And not too short of catching Wife's Secret Tale, the longest song I've ever done. What's amazing about it is Under the Sea is not that long of a song, so she turned a very short song into a very long one. There's also a Kiss the Girl was slightly parodied in that, and you can find out more about DJ Particle at djparticle.com. And the next song we have to play is also a multi-song parody. This one's by Odd Austin. It's a parody of London Bridge by Fergie, but there's a little Fergalicious in there too. But one thing I have to mention, I've been wanting to say this since it happened. Obviously, we all take things in stride over at the Mad Music Archive. It's all just in fun, and Beaufort Radio is his show, so him winning his Battle of the Parody competition is certainly no problem with me. But I found it interesting that my Churnalicious lost to a song that's not a parody of Fergalicious. By definitive terms, this is a parody of London Bridge. Either way, it's a really, really good parody, and I wouldn't have expected Churnalicious to beat it. But this is Kenmore Fridge by Odd Austin parodying London Bridge, not Fergalicious.
I'm never buying anything from Sears ever again. Really, it's awful.
Oh, fridge. Oh, fridge.
Ah, just a word. Ugh, does anybody hear a siren?
I've had this old fridge for a while.
Oh, fridge.
If it was a car, it'd have quite a few miles.
Oh, fridge.
It keeps my food disgusting and vile.
Oh, fridge.
It's absurd, my food smells like burnt tires.
Oh, fridge.
So I put some food on the floor.
Oh, fridge.
Soaked with salt to keep it good.
Oh, fridge.
Now my blood pressure's through the roof.
Oh, fridge.
I need to get a new fridge real soon. How come every time I wanna chow my Kenmore fridge wanna break down like Kenmore? I wanna chow like Kenmore? It's breaking down like. How come every time I wanna chow my Kenmore fridge wanna break down like Kenmore? I wanna chow like Kenmore? It's breaking down like. Drinks start chunking and my food starts skunking and nothing is tasting too good.
Oh, fridge!
My fried goose is tasting like doo-doo, and I'm wishing it didn't taste like a shoe.
Oh, fridge.
It's like every time I wanna drink some juice.
Oh, fridge.
It's just colored and it's kinda moldy too.
Oh, fridge.
And I'm like, just work for a day so I can eat some food that's not soaked with NA.
Oh, fridge.
Then finally I can eat something with good taste. And maybe with mayonnaise. How come every time I wanna chow my Kenmore fridge wanna break down like Kenmore? I wanna chow like Kenmore? It's breaking down like. How come every time I wanna chow my Kenmore fridge wanna break down like Kenmore? I wanna chow like Kenmore? It's breaking down like. Listen up, y'all, cause here's my fridge. It makes quite a few chunky beverages. Not delicious, I'm a witness, makes the food taste nasty. It's always really moldy and it tastes kinda pasty.
It's
the D to the E, D, L, the I, the E, and nothing I have had has been this disgusting. It's not delicious.
Delicious.
And the food just tastes vicious. I've been up every night just working, trying to fix it, but it's no use. Trying to make it stop, but food still tastes like a rock. But it's all that I got, not delicious. Rot, so delicious is what it's not delicious. As it begins to rot, not delicious. Ho, hold up, check it out. How come every time I wanna chow my Kenmore fridge wanna break down like Kenmore? I wanna chow like Kenmore? It's breaking down like. How come every time I wanna chow my Kenmore fridge wanna break down like Kenmore? I wanna chow like Kenmore? It's breaking down like.
We really need a new fridge, man. Lifetime warranty, my foot. I put water in the ice cube tray, put it in the freezer, and hours later, it's still water. I should have gotten a General Electric, seriously. Ugh.
All right, that was Kenmore Fridge by Odd Austin at www.oddaustin.com, parodying Fergie's London Bridge and a little bit of Fergalicious in there. And again, Odd Austin, you know I don't mean anything offensive. Just making a statement. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. We've got a few more songs to go through here. Well, number of songs, actually. Next one is by an artist who debuted a couple of shows ago. It's called. Her name is Charm. She's more into her YouTube account, but I get her stuff from SoundClicks, where all of her music is. This is Geared Up by Charm.
I'm geared up, they won't let me raid. And it's pretty funny, I got over 100 days slash played. Won't give me a guild, they can't get me laid. Now I'm headed to Ulduar, gotta do a raid there. I'm used to doing battlegrounds, I don't wanna play here. The walls is gray, their gear is epic, only downed one boss. Man, I'm kinda skeptic, a lot of guildies still raided, man, it makes me nauseous. DC's the same, I still murk these bosses. Hill players, the deep smobs, man, I count my losses. Always full guildie runs, it's nonsense. Guildies got dropped for a ninja attempt, knock me in. Outlands when it was Burning Crusade. I'm stuck here plugging raids with all these freaking stupid noobs. But hey, geared up, they won't let me raid. When I hit the trade chat, guildies know that it's DC main shit.
I'm ready to go get my gear up. Raiden's what I do, but Epics ain't getting no closer. I'm gonna be stuck in twos. My gear's enchanted, I read the tactics, but they got favorites. Guild just won't take me. I get geared up, they won't let me raid. They won't let me raid, I'm left out. They won't let me raid greens. They won't let me raid, I'm left out. They won't let me raid. They won't let me raid welfare. They won't let me raid blues. They won't let me raid. Heading up to Aldua, my guild ain't taking me. This fog is full of welfare, a few of them dressed in greens. All these wipes ain't funny, noobs who don't know their class. Pull away those ads, the boss's life is on hand. No way I'll get geared up, they won't let me raid. They won't let me raid, I'm left out. They won't let me raid greens. They won't let me raid, I'm left out. They won't let me raid. They won't let me raid welfare. They won't let me raid blue.
Now that I'm geared up, I grind some reps, so I'ma farm and grind. Allies never step though, too hoardy, flags up. Whoever want it with D, when I walk by, guildies get up. Cause I'm geared up, they won't let me raid. Die a few times, no repair bills paid, huh? Go and hit BGs, the honor's made. I can't wait for the day they gon' let me raid, yeah.
I'm hesitating, but I don't know why. This whole guild has forgotten about me. Raiding slots are now getting empty, and pocket raids is just not for me. Can't wait to get into a guild that treats me right. Got a family that no longer sees me in real life. Get geared up, they won't let me raid. They won't let me raid, I'm left out. They won't let me raid greens. They won't let me raid, I'm left out. They won't let me raid. They won't let me raid welfare. They won't let me raid blues. They won't let me raid.
Welcome back. That was Geared Up by Sharmp. You can find out more about her at www.youtube.com/taintedlore or her music at www.soundclicks.com/Sharmp. That was a parody of Locked Up, a classic by Akon. My opinion, Akon's best song and one of Sharmp's best songs as well. Of course, I'm continuing to play more of her stuff as I said I probably would, because she's a pretty high quality performer. As is whoever that played the male vocals in that particular song, who I'm going to research, and I'll post that to YouTube, not YouTube, but the Mad Music Archive later, so you can find out. And we've got three more songs to go, and the next one is another parody of Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. Seems to be calling for PCs and Under the Sea to go together. This one is by Phil Alexander, though. Phil Alexander does Mend My PC. This is one of his biggest hits of all time, so here it is. Mend My PC by Phil Alexander.
DC drive it fill up faster. If you got a DSL, you're downloading lots of good stuff. You're downloading crap as well. You don't need all that you're keeping, but you're still downloading more. The computer, it stopped working, that's when you knock at my door. Mend my PC, mend my PC. I is not joking, damn thing is broken, fix it for me. Now it is saying lots of bull. What does it mean, my hard drive full? Here's what you do, man. Put it on you on, man, my PC. You've taken apart your hard disk to see if there's more free space. You lost the screws from the hard disk. Now it need to be replaced. The new one, they send it hard up. You do not know where to put. One day when the thing don't start up, the boot's on the other foot. Mend my PC. Mend my PC. Cause I'm unable to plug in a cable. Do it for me. Don't make me feel like I'm a jerk. Just mend my PC and make it work. I has been suckered. Yes, it is buggered. Mend my PC.
Mend my PC.
Mend my PC.
Mend my PC.
I have been striving to put a new drive in so fruitlessly.
Fruitlessly.
Plug in the cable I got here. There on the table is your beer. Stop with your smirking. Just get it working. Mend my PC.
The hard disk, it stopped, the floppy disk flop, the cooling fan hot, the memory forgot, the PCI fry, the CPU too, the mouse in the house it moan. The CD don't rom, the cable is gone, the monitor dead, the drive lost its head, the sound card come out, the boot is kaput, and all that fuse has blown. Mend my PC, mend my PC. And when the C drive come back alive, it's music to me. I hear that spinning, whining sound. I know the heart is going round. Turn the machine on, all of the screen on, mend my PC. Now it is buting, the computer's computing, mend my PC. Now he is rocking, it's time to log in. Come on, you loser, type in the user. Time to start cheering and go get the beer in mended PC.
Alright, that was Mend My PC by Phil Alexander. You can find out more about him at www.soundclicks.com/PhilAlexander. He is also a regular over at amiright.com, one of the top 10 parodists based on number of parodies over on that site. And that only leaves two songs, believe it or not. We are getting close to the end of the first segment. This next one is about the MMA. This is about a specific instance that may have been the main reason we ended up being able to upload our own stuff. Captain Wayne is a very busy person over at the Mad Music Archive, and sometimes he is unable to get to the site for a little while. Well, this was after a couple of months that no updates at the Mad Music Archive were done. The site survived, and Odd Austin wrote a tribute to the fact that it survived. As you know, it's rare that I feature two songs by the same artist in the opening segment, but unlike the other one I played by Odd Austin, this one has been played on my show before, so I wanted to play the new one because this one was already planned out before I had gotten blanket permission from Odd Austin to play any of his other stuff. So here is Back on the MMA by Odd Austin.
Man, I've been a cop for free. Man, this is an awesome sight. Oh, but for some time updates were seldom seen, and you know it just didn't seem right. I'm back on the MMA. I missed Captain Wayne, boy. Back on the MMA. He's been away so long I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back on. I sit down and write a blog on my MySpace page, then listen to some D-Man jump back on the MMA. I almost went insane, boy. Back on the MM, back on the MM, back on the MMA. Well, the MMA hosts a lot of shows and thousands of songs. It's got forums and MP3s. Store. You wanna know that URL is themadmusicarchive.com. Oh yeah. I'm back in the MMA. Here, Wendy T and Jukebox Jake, boy. Back in the MMA. Well, the side was down for quite a bit. No shows to go on my iPod. It suddenly got hacked by some Russians. It put some sort of weird script into my blog. Oh, finally it's back with 40 new shows now. And I listen to everyone. All the DT20s and con men, no doubt. And I had a lot of fun. I'm back on the MMA. Looking at all the updates, boy. Back on the MM, back on the MM, back on the MMA. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. That was Odd Austin's Back on the MMA, parodying Back in the USSR by the Beatles. And that leaves us with one song to go. Of course, Odd Austin is at oddaustin.com. He's also a regular on the sideshow over at thefump.com. The last one is by one of the Dave's most well-known parodists. This is Jeff Rubin's I'm Archived.
Turned on my Mac for some web date fun. Hit on 58 girls, but heard back from none. It's been a real hard drive. Ooh, I'm archived. I promised baby to be good to you, but you like tall guys and I'm 4'2". Wish I could grow high. Live in a one-bed unit with my pet Stale and my mom. But finally a girl who says she'll date me. She's got 12 kids, shingles, body odor, what's a please. And her face took a look and cried. Oh, she's archived. Oh, she's archived.
Alright, that was Jeff Rubin with I'm Archived. You can find out more about him at www.soundclicks.com/Jeff Rubin. He also is a regular on my own site at badave.com. Jeff Rubin parodying I'm On Fire by Bruce Springsteen with that one. And that does it for the technology segment. Even though we're one song shy of what I normally play, that was because we had a number of lengthy ones in this one, particularly towards the middle, and took up about the same amount of time, and I didn't want to go too far over on time. I've done so a couple times in the past, and yeah, it tends to make some of the songs get overlooked or sped through, and I like to have the show be about the same length. Anyway, see you in the second segment if you're listening on the Mad Music Archive, if you're listening through the other sources that offer the first segment only. Well, I'm particularly Podomatic. You can go over to www.themadmusicarchive to hear the rest of the show. In the second segment, we have the It Was, It Is segment, as always. And as it has been for a few weeks now, everything in the second segment are songs that have never been played on Dave Radio before. This is Below Average Dave. See you in segment 2.